Good evening. My name is Joseph T. Keenan, PhD. I live in Northumberland, New Hampshire. K-E-E-N-A-N, that's correct. I'm a child psychologist. I came here 20 years ago because one day I drove through Lancaster and I liked the way it looked. I could have gone anywhere. I was at the University of Pennsylvania finishing my doctorate. I wanted to be a child psychologist in a rural area. I wanted to be someplace where there already wasn't somebody doing what I wanted to do. I decided to come here because of the way it looked. I now own 280 acres of land in the Lost Nation section of Northumberland, which I bought about 10 years ago. And I have a 50 kilowatt hydroelectric power plant on my property. As I'm standing here right now, I'm generating 22 kilowatts into the grid with an arrangement that I have with Eversource. I'm part of a group net metering project. I have 10 people who buy power, supposedly, through me. And I have renewable energy credits that I sell every quarter of the year. I have an outstanding view to the west of the Vermont horizon. Right across the presently invisible right of way, because those towers are below the tree line. I look out toward Vermont between Page Hill Road and North Road. I see the sun go down every day. I've had my property reappraised for refinancing purposes twice in the past 5 years. On each reappraisal report, it described the negative impact potential of the Northern Pass project to my property value each time it was reappraised. It's in writing. I have filed to be an intervener. I have intervener status on the basis of this project's financial impact on me. I support the Forest Society's legal fund with automated monthly contributions that will continue as long as necessary. But that's not really why I'm standing here. I'm standing here because it's just background so you can recognize me as a stakeholder. One of the many of us who have been brought together from the right and the left and the middle like no other project, no other issue I've ever seen in 20 years has brought together the political spectrum the way this one has. My reason for standing here is primarily because I don't believe that this is the right way to do this for my town, for nature itself. It's not just about aesthetics. It's just wrong on so many levels. And it's interesting to me to speculate that over the years that I've been involved in caring about political issues, that I've never put myself on the line to the point where I would be willing to be arrested. I admired Henry David Thoreau's stand. I admired what Martin Luther King did. I admire what Mahatma Gandhi did. You get things done sometimes by standing up and simply saying no.
Thank you, sir.